Game one of a doubleheader between the Athletics and Rays. It's turned back the clock night in Tampa Bay, but would that help the Rays win? Let's find out. We'll take it to the bottom of the sixth, Tim Beckham at the plate.
The runner goes at first. The pitch is looped in the air to right center field. Over and back and on the run. Joyce, he's not going to get it. It drops in for a base hit, and this will give the Rays the lead.
Michael Martinez chopping one toward the middle. Backhanded by Lowry. Throw to first. Safe there. Man's going to try to score. And safe. Beckham. Beckham got to the plate. And this one is pulled toward the corner. That will one hop the wall and tie the game. Line drive to third. Back across to first. Got it. They double off Pender. And a shot back into left. Braves are going to win this one. Longoria's hit to left scores Borges. And in 10, the Rays walk it off 6-5.
Rays win it 6-5 in 10 innings. Sonny Gray goes 6 innings and strikes out 10, but would come up with the no decision. The Athletics are now riding a 3-game losing streak, while the Rays have won 4 straight. Kevin Cash and the Rays able to pull it off against the Athletics on Saturday as they win 6-5 in 10 innings. Here's what Cash had to say.
Tons of hits in his career, big ones here, obviously. That was one that we needed, and I think he probably needed it too, because he's been spinning a little bit, showing a little bit of frustration. That makes you feel better, and you know, ideally, you don't want to play a too far extra inning game in a doubleheader, so he saved us.
A couple big hits earlier, Souza had one.
Yeah, Souza and Beck. To start off, we fall behind 3-0 against a very good pitcher. I think it speaks to the guys in the lineup that know that they have an opportunity. They're not out. They can come back from that. We get the two guys on base. Souza comes up with a big hit on the 3-1 changeup. And then an inning or two later, Beckham hits a double on the gap with Souza on the move. So both those guys have been really hot here as of late. And hopefully they continue. We're both going to be back out there again today for game two.
Shortly. For all the mining that you guys were doing, once you get in the game and the game starts going, does it feel like a normal game in the dugout?
Yeah, they're going to better choose my words carefully. You can't please them all. So they'll figure it out and find a way to win.
Using 6 relievers is probably not ideal. How does that impact you for the game, too?
We'll be okay. A couple of the guys we think are okay with coming back and pitching again if needed. We'll try to avoid certain guys, but we do have Chiwe Hu that can provide length. We'll check with Whitley. I'm pretty confident Pruitt should be okay. And like I said, Matt Andrees is coming off a non-arm injury, so he's good to go for some pitches.
Evan Longoria goes 3-for-5 and knocks in the game-winning RBI in the 10th inning as the Rays win an exciting one against the Athletics 6-5. Here's what Longoria had to say.
I think it's been quite a while since I've gotten a walk-off hit. It felt good. Peter worked a great at-bat. It's a hit. He gets on second, and I was just thinking, keep it simple. At very least, be able to move him over to third and give the next guy a chance if I didn't get it done. But I saw the ball pretty well in that at bat. I fought off some pretty good pitches and ended up getting a mistake. The last one was kind of right down the middle.
Pretty big sequence earlier in the game when Martinez does the slide first and then back in. So
yeah.
What's your view of that?
Just a good hustle play all the way around. It may, Beckham, had he caught the ball, he may have been out. But again, it's one of those plays where you take a chance and Michael hustled down the line and he beats it out. And then we catch a break with the ball close to the ground and he drops it. So we're just finding ways to score and finding taking the most of those opportunities to make the most of them.
Kevin said you had been fighting a little frustration going into today. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's frustrating not playing well. So, that's it's. But again, that's personal, and I try not to bring that to the ballpark every day. We've been playing pretty good baseball. We got a lot of guys that are having great seasons, and I do my best to be a good teammate for those guys, and know that I'll have plenty of opportunities. And like today, I get the opportunity, and I'm able to come through, and it feels good.
You won. You're always such a good husband. Jamie had just tweeted about we certainly don't need a lot more extra innings.
I try to be. Again, you know, my kids had their first soccer practice yesterday, so it's those are the things we have to miss for this game. But I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Sean Manaea will take the hill for the Athletics in game 2 of the doubleheader. He'll face the Rays' Matt Andrees.